Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Fowler, who worked with the Commanders and has got a lot of good content on them right now that we've seen on social, covers the college and pro games. Ryan, you were writing today, and I saw you tweeting about Frankie Louvu. What are you seeing from him? Seems like a much better last couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think bottom line, guys, you know, Frankie Louvu, a little bit for me, is a little bit of a square peg in a round hole right now. You know, this is a ball player where I know we talk a lot about analytics, guys. You know, it's a big analytical world in a lot of sports. Sometimes you just allow your best ball players to play football. And last year was a lot of freelancing around, playing wide nine, getting after it in the A and B gaps. But some of the time this year, where you're adding the big boys up front to clog up gaps in their ground game, Frankie Louvu is playing a little bit more inside of structure right now, where everything's trying to funnel to him and Bobby Wagner in the middle. And that's fine. But what you're allowing him not to do right now is just be at his best, right? Where he's allowing to play everywhere. He's allowed to get after the quarterback. He's allowed to attack the fringe areas, really, you know, light your hair on fire and play football. So, again, I think it's such an analytical world, and right now with what Joe Witt's doing, where he wants a ton of structure within the front seven, I think when you look at what Frankie Louvu does best, it's allowing him to just play football at the end of the day. And when he's allowed to do that, as you saw last year, fellas, he looks like a defensive player of the year candidate. So it's a hell of a ball player. Just let him play ball at the end of the day.
What are you seeing from the secondary, and why is everyone so open all the time?
Yeah, I just think a lack of communication, guys, really on the back end. You know, it really said a lot last week. Look at the second half, and you got Trey Amos shadowing Drake London, right? It's not Marshawn Lattimore. It's not Mike Sanders still. And I know it's give and take with some of these guys, right? You look at Marshawn, where he is a press man corner, and what you look at with Joe Witt and Dan Quinn's scheme, it's where, you know, you can take some turnovers with it and some give up some chunk plays and create those splash plays on defense as well. But it's really a lack of communication right now. You know, whether it's a third and six or a third and seven, it was 8 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock in the fourth quarter. Commanders were down 7. You know, that defense couldn't get a stop on third down with simple, simple concepts of what the Falcons were doing, really, at the first and second level. So I just think right now, guys, it's a lack of communication. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore, you brought him in, not with an asterisk next to his name. If the front four doesn't get home, he's not good. You need him to be really good on his third of the side of the field. And whether he's in man or he's in zone, just flat out has not been good enough right now.
Mikey Sanders still was excellent for most of last season. Looked like a budding star. He has struggled going back inside to the nickel this year. What have you seen there?
Yeah, when you're looking at him, first off with Mikey, I mean, he's an undersized player. I mean, I love the way he competes, you know, playing a guy above his weight class. We always love when small guys play big, hate when big guys play small. But when his ability right now inside, I mean, just the footwork in the eyes, guys, I feel like we're in the wrong place at times. You know, he did such a good job last year where you could play him inside, you could play him outside, whether he was 7 yards off or he was playing the contact window, or even look at that Detroit game where he's playing trail technique and he picks off Jared Goff and stretches in front of Jameson Williams, just allowing him to just play freely on the outside and not be a robot at times. And I think I've seen that a little bit more here in 2025. So I think just on the back end specifically, and it does start with Mikey because I think he's really trying to become one of the better young nickels in all of football, right alongside the Trent McDuffies of the world, if you will. I just want to see him just trust his eyes and his footwork and his fundamental coverage ability a little bit more as we move forward. And you know, the guys, these next 4 or 5 weeks where it doesn't get easier for the Burgundy Eagle.
What do you expect from Jaden Daniels coming off of injury?
I expect a big week for him. Guys, you look at what the Chargers do with Jesse Minter's defenses in the front seven. Now, this is a group to where they play a lot of soft defense in the front. They really rely on Jamari Caldwell and Tyre Tart to get after it. Deion Henley in the middle is an athlete. He'll run around and hit you, not afraid to do so. But they'll play a lot of soft zone. And by doing that, Jaden's going to be able to create with his legs. Now, there's a question, right, with Cliff Kingsbury. Is he going to have the training wheels on him a little bit as he gets comfortable in the first 2-3 series of the ball game? But I think Jaden's going to have a big week. They're going to have some opportunities to target Dante or Mike Jackson or Dante, excuse me, or Tarheeb still downfield. I think he's going to have a good week this week, guys. I think he's going to get back to what he does best. That's target downfield, no matter who he has on the outside, and allow this Commanders group to get back to scoring 25-plus points a game.
Ryan, thank you for hopping aboard. We appreciate it. Good info.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas.
You got it. There's Ryan Fowler, fan-sided, with us as part of our Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.